Welcome to the five key things the Department of Defense needs to know about the cloud podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. The Department of Defense is all in on moving to the cloud. With the JEDI contract behind them, the Pentagon is getting ready for its multi-vendor joint warfighter cloud contract solicitation and is preparing for deployment in April 2022. And with cloud solutions maturing and evolving in the years since the original JEDI contract award, we wanted to check in with cloud and DoD expert Mark Johnson, who is the Vice President Federal Cloud at Oracle, to talk about what DoD officials need to know today about the next generation of cloud solutions that are available. And Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and kick it off. You know, there are so many cloud offerings in the marketplace today. And where does the Department of Defense even start at winnowing down the list?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the most important thing to remember is that there are going to be great service offerings from lots of different cloud providers, and that really you need to think of a multi-cloud, hybrid cloud kind of environment. DoD is always going to kind of be a little on-premise, a little deployed systems, and working with multiple cloud providers, because there is no one provider that has all the answers for all the various needs that the Department of Defense is going to need. So automating things, using open source tooling, and planning for a multi-cloud environment is really important.
Nice. Awesome. And let's switch over and talk about security. I mean, security is always top of mind for the federal government, but particularly more so for the DoD. So from your perspective, what are the best practices and even best-in-class features that the DoD should look for when it comes to security?
Well, of course, everyone thinking about security these days is concerned about zero trust, right? How do we build a zero trust environment for our applications, our users? What tools can we bring in and apply to that? And I think that's something important that the Oracle Generation 2 cloud has in rebuilding an environment and starting from scratch to make sure that security is built in from the very ground up provides a big advantage over older cloud technologies. Having security that's turned on by default, having encryption on by default. Those are important things that prevent end users from unintentionally making a security violation. And of course, it's important to remember there's a difference between compliance, which IL5, IL6 certifications bring, and true security. You need to bring in more than just the baseline in order to have a secure environment. And that's where Oracle has been providing many different cloud services to run on top of that IL5 or IL6 environment and provide true security beyond the compliance.
Excellent. Let's switch over and talk about cloud regions. What exactly are cloud regions and why is this an essential feature for the DoD's cloud infrastructure overall?
So there's several different ways, different CSPs and even the DoD define regions, right? Many times it's data centers that they're talking about. We have something inside our data centers called multiple fault domains. And those kind of act as independent data centers to back each other up. But then there's regions that are in different places scattered throughout the United States in order to prevent some catastrophe from causing a loss of service, right? And DoD has not only the requirement for those distributed regions and always available services, but also, of course, secret and top secret regions. So that becomes another layer on top of it. I mentioned IL6 earlier. That is the secret region. And then there is the top secret region that can run all kinds of workloads from IL2 on up to full top secret.
Got it. Let's switch over and talk about open source. So what are the advantages of open source and what advantages does the technology bring? And really, what does this mean for the DoD?
Well, open source technology is fantastic, but it also brings its own challenges with it. Just as you can have multiple people from around the world contributing to an open source project and therefore making it more robust, making it more scalable, making it more secure, you also can have bad actors coming in and putting malicious software into the open source project. So you need to have an expertise around software supply chain management so that when you get your open source, you can actually scan through it, and provide quality assurance to make sure this open source is exactly what I expected that it is, and that there is nothing in there that has been slipped in maliciously. This is where Oracle brings our software supply chain management solutions and apply it to the open source, and then provide it to the DoD and other federal agencies to use as the full open source software. This isn't a software that's been forked, to be specific, but it has also been vetted and ensured that this is secure software while it's open. And that is important because now you can move workloads between lots of different environments. We talked earlier about multi-cloud. Open source software enables multi-cloud, whether it's the automation of the tooling or the open source application infrastructure itself. That's all important. It allows them to move from on-premise to deployed hardware to cloud solutions and multi-cloud solutions. Open source is the key to all that, and has really revolutionized the way people think about IT environments.
Outstanding. You know, Mark, as always, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, any final thoughts to share?
I think as the DoD and other federal agencies think about cloud, it really does start again as we know we're going to have a multi-cloud environment. The federal government is huge. They're massive and they have a variety of different needs. But you want to think about, where is the preponderance of my data, my super important data that I need to secure, but also be able to use and to share? And how can I do that? Who is the best cloud provider that can scale with me and is open and is providing the shareability and the transmissibility of data between different environments? Those are kind of things that I think CIOs and chief data officers, who are becoming more powerful in all the agencies right now, are really focused on. Being able to take that data, move it, and use it where it needs to be in order to help citizens and warfighters.
Awesome. And this concludes the 5 key things the Department of Defense needs to know about the cloud podcast, hosted on Government Technology Insider, where Mark Johnson, who is the Vice President for Federal Cloud at Oracle, discusses the next generation of cloud solutions that are available for the DoD and much, much more. And Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on.